I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's nothing quite like sitting down and just losing yourself in a movie, shutting out all outside distractions and just disappearing into the world that the filmmakers have created for you. But that all comes crashing down when you hit a scene so terrible, there's no option but to skip it. You know the ones that we're talking about, and they've made this list. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 movie scenes that everyone skips. Number 10, The Zion Rave, The Matrix Reloaded. The Matrix Reloaded may offer up plenty of action-packed bang for your buck, but it also features one of the strangest sequences that you'll ever see in a $150 million blockbuster. And we're not even talking about that damn scene with the architect near the end. The film's first act features a bizarre rave montage, featuring the residents of Zion as they dance the night away moments after Morpheus has informed them that they face probable death at the hands of the machines. Set to some pretty undeniably funky music from Fluke, the scene is an absolute slog filled with off-putting slow-motion shots of greasy bodies writhing together and flinging their sweat all over one another. Gross. And to make matters worse, this is cross-cut with a decidedly unsexy sex scene between Neo and Trinity. And while you could argue that the scene serves the purpose of showing the Zionites' humanity even in the most torrid circumstances, it mostly feels just like padding between action sequences. And in a movie that's 138 minutes long, there's only one option available to us, and that is skip, skip, skip. Number 9. Enhance, Blade Runner. In the case of Ridley Scott's Blade Runner, the glacial pacing is actually rather the point. This is a moody, slow-moving sci-fi noir that has no interest in just rushing viewers from one action beat to the next. But there is one scene that unfortunately just doesn't hold up today, and that's the now infamous Enhance sequence, where Deckard uses an Esper supercomputer to analyze a photo that he swiped from a replicant's hotel room. The painstaking sequence sees Deckard use the computer to enhance various sectors of the image, zooming in by frankly ridiculous orders of magnitude to examine possible clues in the picture. The fact that the scene goes on for so long, and that Deckard even uses the Esper to reconstruct an image of a replicant from a reflection, has been widely joked about by fans, and even brilliantly parodied in an iconic Red Dwarf episode. There are many, many excellent scenes in Blade Runner, but this just isn't one of them. It's a bit of a chore to sit through when it's so repetitive, and we all know where it's going. Number 8. The Curb Stomp, American History X. Now, some movies are so harrowing that you'll only ever want to watch them once, but American History X is such a finely crafted drama with such a terrific Oscar-nominated performance from Edward Norton that you may well want to revisit this again and again, except that is for the soul-shaking curb stomp scene. Early on in the film, we're shown the act that sent neo-Nazi Derek to prison when he interrupts several black men attempting to steal his prized truck. Derek shoots one of the thieves dead on the spot and then forces the other to bite down on the curb before stomping his head downwards, killing him instantly. It's, well, frankly, nauseating, and that's obvious, it's meant to be like that, but it's made all the worse by the frankly masterful sound design, this scraping of the poor man's teeth against the curb and that dull thud when his boot makes contact with his head. Ugh, we've got that scene forever scarred into our traumatized brains already, so it's actually totally acceptable to skip it on repeat viewings, because it's just grim. Number 7. Peter Parker's emo dance from Spider-Man 3. I mean, you're looking at it now. Why? 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 Skip it, please. Number 6. The Answering Machine Message, Swingers. So in a similarly cringeworthy but infinitely more painful scene is the iconically embarrassing answering machine message skit from Doug Liman's hit comedy Swingers. The scene in question sees recently single protagonist Mike attempting to leave an answering machine message for a woman that he met at a club earlier that night. An anxious Mike rambles while leaving his first message, causing the end of his phone number to get cut off. And as he calls back to correct the mistake, his neurosis gets the better of him, causing him to screw up again. And increasingly nervous, Mike continues to leave more messages until the woman finally answers her phone and demands that he never calls her again. The scene drags on for 3 excruciating minutes, and while the situation is completely relatable to anyone who's overthought anything in their life, which is pretty much all of us, it's completely maddening to watch this man just torpedo his own romantic prospect. It's brilliantly written and well acted for what it's supposed to be, but it's also perhaps just a little bit too real, and therefore we want to skip to save ourselves the embarrassment. Number 5. Mellish's death. Saving Private Ryan. Somehow, the skippable scene in Steven Spielberg's Saving Private Ryan isn't the horrifying all-timer Normandy landing sequence, but the deeply upsetting one where later on, Private Mellish is slowly stabbed through the chest by a German soldier. His death comes at the end of a hard-fought battle against this soldier, with the German eventually pushing his knife slowly through his chest and shushing him as he pleads for his life. To make matters worse, a PTSD-stricken Corporal Upham is cowering with fear downstairs, unable to bring himself to help his comrade, which is at once infuriating and yet completely relatable. After all, in a real war, most of us, well, we're more likely to be Upham rather than John Rambo. The intimacy of Mellish's death and the fact that his demise was preventable makes it extremely difficult to watch, even more so than the considerably gorier opening battle sequence. Number 4. Can you read my mind? Superman. Though Richard Donner's 1978 Superman may seem painfully earnest to younger viewers, it's one of the most important and indeed iconic superhero movies ever made, and remains fiercely rewatchable today. But there is a single damp squib scene, and that is after Superman takes Lois for a heart-swelling flight over Metropolis, and she inexplicably recites a poem, Can You Read My Mind? The lyrics read as though hurriedly scrawled 15 minutes before her recording session began, with shambolic lines like, I don't know who you are, just a friend from another star. And here I am, like a kid out of school, holding hands with a god, I'm a fool. After the comparatively restrained sweetness of the initial flight scene, this is just a few steps too far in the way of goofy sentiment, and by effectively turning Lois into a child, it also harmed her characterization in the process. And here's a fun fact for you, the poem was originally a song written for her to sing, but Don decided that he didn't like the idea and deferred to the mere spoken word version instead. Ooh, which means that it could have actually been even worse. Number 3. Cheer Up Charlie, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory may be an undeniable classic, but there's also a single musical number that sticks out like a sore thumb compared to the rest, and that's Cheer Up Charlie. As Charlie Bucket laments on not getting a golden ticket, his mother attempts to raise his spirits by singing a song imploring him to keep his chin up. Though her velvety vocals are pretty decent here, the song as a whole is a bit of a slog, lacking the catchiness or indeed energy of the film's better licks, and so in turn proving extremely unlikely to cheer anyone up, let alone poor Charlie. It's the quintessential cue to go to the toilet, grab a snack, or if you've already done both, skip forward about 3 minutes to when the story actually bloody starts again. Number 2. Anakin and Padme's Picnic. Star Wars Episode 2 Attack of the Clones. Star Wars Episode 2 Attack of the Clones is not only arguably the most skippable of the 9 main Star Wars movies to date, but also plays host to an especially dreadful, stomach-turning scene that you will want to skip right past. The scene in question is, of course, Anakin and Padme's romantic picnic on Naboo. As if further proof were needed that George Lucas cannot write romance, here it is. A nauseating, goofy hangout which culminates in Anakin riding a terrible CGI beastie while the pair roll around in a field. It's painfully earnest, even for Star Wars, and though some might defend it as vital in establishing Annie and Padme's growing fondness for one another, it is whimsical to the point of extreme irritation. It's ultimately just one of the several stamina-draining romantic interludes in this film, but by far, it is the most toe-curlingly awful. And number 1, Grandma Ruth Dies, Dante's Peak. Now, Dante's Peak is isn't a great or even particularly good movie, but there is something about the thrilling escapist schlock of this trashy disaster movie that is quite enticing. However, even diehard fans of this 1997 volcano run amok film don't have much time for the infamous sequence in which Grandma Ruth effectively kills herself. Harry, Rachel, and Rachel's children end up attempting to rescue Ruth by crossing a lake on a motorboat, but as they approach dry land, the lake is turned acidic and starts eating away at the boat's underside. Ruth then valiantly jumps into the acid lake to push the boat to safety more quickly, with the burns causing her death the next morning. Between the risible acting and utterly pointlessness of Ruth sacrificing herself because they were so close to shore anyway, it all falls completely flat. If you want to avoid 5 minutes of shouting and frustration at your TV, well, you can just scrub right past this sequence.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.